words.
Well, in this case, if you recall, the political winds blew and suddenly shifted in California, and the rather conservative Republican governor was elected, Duke Magian, and he had the appointments to pick the successors to the people at Rose Byrd and the others. So it accomplished quite a shift in a relatively short time. But it was a strange way to go about it. That's really what I was bringing up here.
Well, if we truly believe in democracy, that could happen quite often if everybody were more attentive to their duties to participate in the democratic process of the election.
Let me ask another question about specifically about the Supreme Court in Michigan. Is there sufficient use made, or is there some way to better utilize the talent of people who have served on the court than is presently done? There is provision, for example, to say you're a retired circuit judge, you can be called out and sit on the Court of Appeals by appointment, that sort of thing. This is very, very sparingly done, though, as far as I know, in Michigan, as far as Supreme Court justices are concerned, is it not?
Very sparingly done. I think that there have been a couple of occasions where Supreme Court justices have been asked to sit as a master in a matter. But I think, from my own experience and others I know, that there are many retired judges who are quite capable and willing to make available their expertise as visiting judges or to relieve dockets in some instances or whatever might come up, and that they should be utilized more than they are. Mm-hmm. I think that economically it is sometimes easier to appoint a acting judge or a former judge to sit rather than to pass legislatively the increase of a bench. They come more inexpensively. Mm-hmm. In other words, if I were to be appointed to sit as a circuit judge, and the going daily rate would be $350 or somewhere near there, that would be my salary, but I would not have to have any perk or any benefits such as hospitalization or retirement or anything like that. Mm-hmm. So I think that we could perform services that are now chiefly ignored.
Did anybody ever propose, for example, when a president of the United States leaves office, there have been people that said he ought to be given a seat,
given a portfolio,
senator, that sort of thing. Has anybody, as far as you know, ever discussed the possibility that the retired or no longer serving justices of the Michigan Supreme Court that should automatically become part of some kind of a elder council of elders to meet once a year and make recommendations or anything like that? Have you ever heard that?
I've never heard such a use being suggested. I think the reason why at this particular time there are a number of capable retired judges is because the retirement age was lowered to 55. And for some persons that are otherwise qualified and are 55, that for many different economic reasons, it's better to take that pension that is available to you and enter upon a different phase of your legal career. And some seek retirement, obviously, for many reasons best known to themselves, and are not available. But those that are available, capable, I think should be utilized. Mm-hmm. And not only Supreme Court judges, but all judges.
Mm-hmm. I was thinking particularly of the Supreme Court.
I realize you were, but I've never heard it suggested, and I think it would be resisted. We don't need two Supreme Courts.
Well, you think from time to time you have these commissions that are set up, and a lot of nominal attention at least paid to problems that come along with the changes in society and all.
Well, that does not admit to a lot of things too, though. Some judges, retired Supreme Court justices, would not be capable because of physical or other reasons, and some would. Mm-hmm. So do you limit yourself to some of the former justices, and does that not give them greater recognition, perhaps, than they, in the scheme of things, should be accorded? I don't know. I could see if they were, had some specific assignments, just said as a law review council or one particular phase to make some judgments and place them in the form of recommendations to the Supreme Court. But I have not heard it suggested, or am I aware of anybody seeking such a utilization of the retired Supreme Court justices?